Okay, today's daf is Brachas Yerushalmi Daf Lamed Beis. As we start the third parak, we started the third parak last time, but we start the third parak here in Maseches Brachas. Today's shiurim are sponsored, again, this Masechta shiurim by Dr. Michael and Linda Elman from Baltimore, Maryland, Leina Lenishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chil Michal Fagelman, Bunya Bas Rabbi Chaim Asher Fagelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa Bar Leib Azriel Rubin, and Basha Bas Rabbi Binyamin Rubin Alehem Hashalom. So we get into issues of Aninus and Avelus. That's what much of this parak is about. That's what the Meiri says at the beginning of the parak. The Meiri always summarizes what exactly each parak is going to be about. Says the Meiri, "Zeh parak yisod inyano hu lahashlim biur ksas dvarim shebechelik rishon inyano v'dinim shebekriyishma." Why is it here? It's not in Moed Katan, because in both contexts, in Moed Katan it comes up because it talks about Cholamoed and those parallels between what's Asar Cholamoed and Asar of Avelos. But here also it comes up through Kriyishma. Through Ptur of Kriyishma, we're going to talk about other related issues. Dvarim shlo nisparu beprakim hakodmim ulahaschel bebir achelak hasheni binyanei tefilos falzeh atzad yichalko inyanei aperek ledalat chalakim. Four parts to the parak, says the Meiri. Harishon levayr shein peturim. He's talking about the Bavli, but there's overlap of the Yerushalmi too. Lechalak harishon levayr misha peturim mikriyishma vetefila mitzad atirda vahahishtadlus bidvar mitzvah. Vasheni lohudia mishu pater mikriyashma mitzan atzmo. Ratzalomer ene mechuyev bedavar. Right, the third parak here is who is pater because of tirda, who is pater because is ene mechuyev bedavar. Obviously nashim avadim muktanim, the chulu, and then vashlishi bohudas aptur mitam sheno roi likroso lihispala mitzat tum aso, balkari vahulu, varvi bohudas hamakam sheen yachol likroso lihispala bo mitzat lichlo hamakam ze. He kavanas a parak with their klal, right? That's basically what the Mishnayos are about. Elishi is galgul bo dvarim shalom in akavana ki inyan sugis haTalmud aderech shekadam. So the Meiri says always things get rolled in based on what is discussed in the Mishnah. So we have on the top of this on daf lamed beis, we have the last line that the Mishnah started off with misha meso muta lafanav pater mi kriyishma. But if you're at the levi and you can get away, you could say kriyishma, but you're pater from tefila. And as we noted the end of this previous year, the charedim says why either Rashi says it's drabanan tefila drabanan, which again that's a major discussion, and Nahnachon says the charedim mishum de tefila. Quoting Rashi, tefillah has to be said standing, and tefillah Shmon Esrei cannot be said by that. The first pasuk is enough for kriyishma. Good. Misha meisa mutulafana v'chulu. Tani, says the Gemara, umin hatfilin. So the Rashba already quoted this Yerushalmi yesterday, but now we'll learn it b'feirish. So pater from tefillin. Avol so the onin is pater from tefillin. Avol biyom rishon eino no saint tefillin. Biyom sheni who no saint tefillin. But says the Gemara, we're going to have all the different rules of tefillin on the first day and the second day, and then the Gemara is going to get into its question. But first, we want to quote a machlokas tanaim relating to tefillin. So avol biyomri, we learn about tefillin. Avol biyomri shon eino nosein tefillin. The first day he doesn't wear tefillin. Biyom sheni, that means even right day. This is talking about an avol now, not an onein. An avol even after burial, he doesn't wear tefillin. There's a minhag quoted as minhag Yerushalayim from the Maharitatz that if the day of death and burial is not the same day, so there's no avelas daraisa, even according to the Rambam and the Rif, then maybe you put on tefillin after the kfura if there's still time. But that's not the minhag of most. Minhag of most is day one doesn't get tefillin even if there's time after the kfura. So avol biyom rishon ein ano sein tefillin biyom sheni who knows sein tefillin. You put on tefillin the second day. But if new people come to comfort the mourner, who chols on kol shiva, Devir Beliezer. Beliezer says that they used to wear tefillin all day. It's clearly what it's talking about. So if you're wearing tefillin and somebody new comes to be menachem you, you have to take off your tefillin. Why do you have to take off your tefillin? So some say, some Mefarshim or Rishonim say it's because maybe they might think it's Marasayin, they might think it's the first day, but if you look in the Ras Yirliyo, He says no. He says, why? Because if there are new guests come, sometimes that happens. We know during Shiva, you have an old friend that walks in, and all of a sudden, there's more pain. And all of a sudden, it feels like the first day. When a new visitor comes in that one is close to, and just like Panim Chadashos brings greater happiness by a wedding, Panim Chadashos sometimes brings more intensity in a Shiva. And that's what the Rosh Silio says. You say over the stories again. It's like the first day, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer says you wait till on the second day, but if somebody walks in, the whole Shiva, you take them off. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, why? Because it's a function, Rabbi Eliezer says, it's a function of the Tsar. Vacharisa ki yomar, the Pasuk says. So any even feeling of Mar that relates back would be Aser. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Rabbi Yeshua says, Barishan Abishani and no saints fill in. Rabbi Yeshua says, even on the second day, you don't wait fill in. Because there's still, even though the Pasuk says one day, but you must include that the second day is similar to the first day. Biyom Shlishi, who knows saints fill in, the third day, you put on tefillin, and you don't take them off. Even if new mourners come on the third day, still Rabbi Yeshua says you don't take them off. So this is the end of the Braisa. So we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer about when one wears tefillin during Shiva and when one has to take them off. But now the Gemara asks the question, if even on the second day of Avelus there is an opinion out there that says you don't put on tefillin, so would you even have to say that somebody who's didn't even bury their dead yet, Aninus is for sure more intense than Avelus. Right? There is a Machlokas Rishonim. I think we alluded to this a couple of days ago. Whether all Dine Avelus apply to Aninus, meaning that is there an Isra of Rechitza and Isser of other sicha sitting on a chair does not apply yet, and shoes don't apply yet. But the Rechitza and some other issues are discussed by the Rishonim. But the Gemara asks here, on the second day you can't wait till an according to Rabbi Yeshua, so of course, if you're an Onain, there's no tefillin. The Charedim says that the Gemara could have asked the question also on Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer also says, if even after burial, then surely before burial. But we just ask it, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, which is an even greater chiddush, even on the second day of Avelus, you're not going to wear tefillin. So surely aninus, that's the language of the Charedim, that it is lahagdil hakushya, makshil adas Rabbi Yeshua, to make the question even stronger. Right, sometimes, so even according to Yeshua, but sometimes the Gemara will quote a shita, and in conceptual analysis, this is often used, will quote a shita that is not Paskin-like, but it just shows you how extreme the idea could be, just to highlight a certain radical extreme that could be said to reflect on the essence of the halacha. So here too, that might be what's going on. If even there's a shita that says even on the second day no tefillin, then surely even when one is an onei. So Ella begin the tanada, like the Rashba quoted this Yerushalmi. But because it said other mitzvahs, so it put tefillin also in. But it doesn't really have to do. There's no chiddush about the tefillin line. Period. More about tefillin. Reb Ze'ira, Reb Yirmiyah Barshem Rav. Who do we paskin like in this machlokas? Rabbi Eliezer says, you wear tefillin on the second day, but you have to take it off the whole Shiva, no matter when Panim Chadashos come. And Rabbi El Yeshua says, you don't wear tefillin on the second day, but you never have to take them off, right, in the whole days of Shiva when you're wearing them. So, says Rav, Halacha k'Reb Eliezer ben Asina u'k'Reb Yeshua b'chalitza. We pass on like Reb Eliezer regarding putting on tefillin, meaning you have to put on tefillin on the second day, but we pass on like Reb Yeshua by chalitza, meaning on day three and on, you do not have to take off your tefillin. So what's a little unclear is on the second day, and that's what the Gemara is going to say. Because on the second day, Reb Eliezer says you should wear tefillin, but you have to take them off. Reb Yeshua says you shouldn't be wearing tefillin on the second day. So the question is, when Rav says the halachas are Reb Eliezer by Nesina, and you put on tefillin on the second day, is he even saying, like, all Reb Eliezer, and therefore you'd have to take it off on the second day? Or is he, like, coming up with a mitzius that nobody actually holds of, but that will be the lamaisa? Meaning, nobody says that you wear tefillin on the second day and you don't take it off. Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't wear tefillin on the second day. Rabbi Elazar says, you wear tefillin and take them off on the second day. But the Gemara asks, Rabbi Zeira was wondering what Rav meant. Nosan b'yom sheni, right, ki Rabbi Eliezer, right, we pass on Rabbi Eliezer on the second day, so you wear tefillin. So mao sheyaser Rabbi Eliezer, ki Rabbi Yeshua shelo lachlotz. What was Rav paskening? What he said, like we pass on Rabbi Eliezer, that you put on tefillin on the second day, was he going in between that we pass on Rabbi Eliezer totally like him on the second day or no? So that's the question of the Gemara, and the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yosi Barbun Vekeni." No, it has to be that you would not take it off. Nasam biyom sheni Rabbi Eliezer, nasak Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua shelo lachlotz. After a while, the in keni, if you wouldn't say that, name halacha Rabbi Eliezer. Why didn't Rav just say the halacha Rabbi Eliezer on Yom Sheni? He didn't say that. He only said halacha Rabbi Eliezer b'nesina, not biyom sheni. So that's how you know if he meant to say that you're going to take it off on Yom Sheni, he would have said the halacha is like a buzzer on Yom Sheni, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua the rest of the days. The fact that he didn't say that, it must be that he paskins that you wear it on the second day and you don't take it off, which is what we hold, right? We hold that we wear tefillin on the second day and we never take off our tefillin. We never take off our tefillin, right? That's what the Rav Haredim says. V'chein nifsaka ha-halacha. Aval b'shemach lokas reblaz Rabbi Yeshua la-hefach sham. Even though the question, it's formulated the opposite there, but that's what we paskin. Interesting that tefillin, obviously, why is tefillin different than the other mitzvahs, that on day one of Avelis, we do all the other mitzvahs. We don't wear tefillin. It's based on the pasuk. Acharisa kiyomar, and tefillin is pe'er, as is described elsewhere. And therefore, it's inappropriate to, when a person is being misgolel ba'avelo, to have pe'er. It might relate to, I think we discussed this a week or so ago, or 2 weeks ago, when we spoke about the brachas of tefillin. And the Gemara Yerushalmi, remember, quoted the brachas of tefillin, the opposite of what we do. Right? The Yerushalmi quoted that you have lohaniach for the shel rosh, and the al mitzvahs for the shel yad. But we might have mentioned this then, that why are there two brachas on tefillin? Right, well, the two brachas, usually there's one bracha on every mitzvah. Why are there two brachas on the mitzvah of tefillin? So Rav Soloveitchik developed the idea that there are two types of birchas ha-mitzvah. There's a bracha on a maisa ha-mitzvah and a bracha on a chalos ha-mitzvah. Most mitzvahs don't have a chalos, don't have an effect or a new status that is created through the mitzvah. It's just the maisa ha-mitzvah, right? Let's shake a lulav and the matzah. So you make a bracha on the maisa ha-mitzvah. But sometimes there's a chalos ha-mitzvah. Through the mitzvah, there is a status that is achieved. That's obvious by marriage, by Eishes Ish, Kiddushin. So that's a bracha, there's a fancy bracha. The Tzivan al Arayos, Vaslan al Arusos. So there, Chazal didn't institute two separate brachas, but it's a fancy bracha on a maisa mitzvah, that's also a chalosa mitzvah. Right? Bris Mila, there are two brachas. There's a bracha of Al HaMila, that's on the Maisa Mila, and that's what the Moel says. And then there's the bracha of Lachnisa Bebrisa Shel Avraham Avinu. So you might say that's just a bircha shevach that's done in the context of a mitzvah. But we try to get Lachnisa a little bit over Lasiyasan, right? We do it after the Mila, before the Priya. So we're Yotzei a little of both. Shevach if it's afterwards, but it's also birchas mitzvah, so it's before, over Lasiyasan of the Priya. So that's another example, because the baby now is a Mahul. So there were a number of examples. So suggested Rev Soloveitchik, and this is the Chiddush, then maybe tefillin also. Tefillin also. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that a poshe Yisrael begufan, somebody who is negligent in their bodies, is somebody who karkafta de lo manach tefillin. A skull, literally. A karkafta doesn't wear tefillin. What an unusual lashon. Why does it say karkafta de lo manach tefillin? That sounds like there's a chalos. There's a status on the head, on the gavra. There's a chalos of somebody who wears tefillin. And therefore, suggestor of Soloveitchik, that's why there are two brachas on tefillin. It's not one on the shel yad, one on the shel rosh. Right? We know there are Ramah paskins that, even though we usually say one bracha on the shel yad, one bracha on the shel rosh, if we're only putting on the shel yad for some reason, somebody has a body cast, they can't put on the shel yad, you make two brachas on the shel rosh. Both lahaniach and al mitzvahs. So you see, it's two brachas on the mitzvahs of tefillin. It's not one shel yad and one shel rosh. So why are there two brachas? There's one, and here it gets interesting, because the Bavli in our minhag is, we say lohaniach on the yad, and the al mitzvahs on the rosh. But either way, lohaniach sounds like it's about the maisa. Lohaniach tefillin, to put the tefillin on. Al mitzvahs tefillin is on the chalos mitzvah, because a person becomes a different person when they wear tefillin. Who says this? Where do we see this? It's a Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Tefillin, in the last halacha. Second to last halacha, chavei. Kedushas tefillin, kedushas on gedolihi, and we'll see why we're talking about this now in a minute. Kedushas on tefillin, kedushas on gedolihi. She calls matcha tefillin barosha shel adam. As long as a person has tefillin on his head, vi alzroo and on his arm, hu anav, vi yerei shamayim, ve eno nimshach besicha betela, ve eno mahara machshavos roos, elamafana libo bedivrei ha'emes vahatzedek. The problem doesn't say this by other mitzvahs. When you're doing one of the mitzvahs, you know, this is spiritual state is upon you. So that's the Rambam. Lefichach, you have to try to wear tefillin as much as you can. That's the Rambam's lashon. Zorach adam l'shadu liyosan alav kol hayom. Shemitzvasan kachi, right, that's tefillin. So where does the Rambam get this from? Unclear. The Maritz Chaya suggests it's a Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed in the Bavli, or the beginning of the fifth parak. The Gemara in Brachas says that my vegilu burada. What does it mean? Rejoice in trepidation. Amar of Ada Bramasa Marava Bamakam Gila Shamte Raada. Abaya Haviyasa Kame de Rabba. Abaya was sitting in front of Rabba. Chaz Yatavika Badaktuva. Rabba saw that he was having a little levity. What does it mean that Abaya was having a little levity? Not sure. Amar vegilu burada ksiv. So Rabba says to him, what do you mean vegilu burada? You're having too much levity. Amar le anat tefillin manachna. Don't worry about it. I'm wearing tefillin. What does that mean? Don't worry about him wearing tefillin. Then he had the exact same story with Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. The same thing. Rabbi Zeira sees Rabbi Yirmiyah is a living badach tuva, right? Then he says, b'chol etzav yei mutter. He says, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. Says the Maritz Chayas on that Gemara and Brachas Daf Lamed, this is the source of the Rambam. When they answered, I'm wearing tefillin, they're saying, I'm in a different state. I'm in a different chalos, yirei shamayim, anav, eino maharer. So that's the source of the Rambam. Maybe all of this is why tefillin is inappropriate for an avel. Because an avil is a certain chalos, a certain state. And you can't have this chalos that the tefillin brings. It's inappropriate to have that. And it's impossible to have that. And the halacha wouldn't demand of it from a person to have that on the first day. The rest of the shiva fine. But on the first day, one can have that status of a karkafta demana tefillin. So maybe that's a little part of what's behind the gzeras hakasav. Okay, Amrabi Bun, Vaiter Ksiv, very crucial drusha, the Rishonim, on the Bavli, quote this drusha, this is not in the Bavli, this is only in the Rishalmi. Sometimes we get a phrase in the Rishalmi that is so graphic, that teaches us about the halacha in a way that the Bavli's Lashon did not say. And here you have an example. Amrabi Bun, Ksiv, Laman Tiskers, Yom Seischa, Meret Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha. You should remember, you see as Mitzrayim, all the days of your life. The Charedim says it didn't have to. It could have just said Kol Yamecha. Didn't have to say Kol Yamei Chayecha. So that's the drasha. Yamim Sha'ata Osek Bohen B'Chayim V'lo Yamim Sha'ata Osek Bohen B'Mesim. When do you have to do mitzvahs? Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim in all mitzvahs. Days that you are involved with life, and not days that you are involved with death. On a day that you're involved with a relative that died, so that's Yamim Shata Osek B'Mesim, and therefore there's no mitzvos. Right? This Lashon sounds like it's more of a hafka'a and not just a pitur. Right? If you look at Tosfos and Brachas, and Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, Tosfos quotes, he points out from Rashi, the Mishnah says there, Einu Mavarech, or the Braisa, Einu Mavarech, Rashi says, Einu Zakuk Lavarech. You don't have to make a bracha. Says Tosfos, Mashmi B'Tof Pirusho Sheinot Tzarech Lavarech. It sounds like if you want to make the bracha for whatever the bracha is there, benching, let's say, but we'll see, it's discussed. Rashoi, miyub Yerushalmi kamar, and we're about to see, you can't be machmir. So this lashon of Yamim Shad Osik Ben B'chaim doesn't sound like an exemption, it sounds like a hafkas hamitzvah, right? And that's the limud. The Haredim points out here, based on Rashi and Sukkah and in Brachas, why can't we just say Osik Ben Mitzvah? Why do you need something deeper? So it could be this lamdis, that it's more of a hafka. Rashi says in those places that, no, I might have thought, it's not really osik b'mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah means I'm involved in a mitzvah, I'm involved in a ma'isa mitzvah, and I'm torach, and I can't do the other mitzvah. Here it's just the tirda. It's the tirda of the mitzvah. I'm not even doing the mitzvah yet. I'm thinking about the burial, I'm thinking about the hesped. So that's different. I might not have thought, that's osik b'mitzvah. Rashi says this regarding the chasen, right? See, the Charedim here quotes the Rashi in Sukkah Chafei and in Brachos Yud Aleph. Those are the two main sugyas in Chaz Bavli about osik b'mitzvah. Israel Trei Kroy, Dikasav Chad, Kivit the chasen la behed yiksib bikra, Hava Amina lo patra kasav. I would have thought a chasen is not patra, Ela hatorach v'ose meleches mitzvah biyadayim. O mahalich le mitzvah, if you're actually involved. Aval chasan shehu yoshivu batel ve'eno osik ela tarud b'machsheves b'ila lo patar akasav. I might have thought that's not a reason liftar, right, to somebody who is just tarud in a mitzvah that he's going to do. So the same svar could apply here by avelus. He's not actively involved. That's why you need the extra drasha of yamim shata osik b'machayim v'lo yamim shata osik b'meisim. It's a fascinating discussion some of the achronim have. And that is, we know that an onein is pater from mitzvahs aseh. An onein can't do averis. An onein can't eat not kosher and not keep Shabbos. Right? There's a patur, and there's even an isser, we paskin, that may be based on this pasuk. That's what the Rishonim discussed there. There's a long Pnei Yeshua there in Daf Yud Zayin and Brachas that discusses this. But we know lo sasehs, he's not allowed to do. So there are some mitzvahs aseh that border on lo saseh. And those are discussions in the Mefarshim. How does an Onin deal with it? Let's say an Onin is going to eat bread. So does he do Netilas Yadayim? Netilas Yadayim is a mitzvah, but it's also a gzeira mishum nikius, a gzeira mishum eating truma. So he's not going to make a bracha, but is he going to do Netilas Yadayim? That's a question. There's another, though, fascinating discussion, and that is by Birchas HaNehenin. The Gemara has very strong lashon about Birchas HaNehenin. We know at the beginning of the sixth parak in Brachas, the lumdus of a birchas hananin is what we call matir, right? It allows us to partake of the food, right? The Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Hay in the Bavli, Tana Rabbanan, Aser lo la'alam she'enem et olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's aser to get benefit from this world without a bracha. Aser is the language of the Gemara. V'chal anena b'olam en olam hazeh b'lo bracha ma'al. And if somebody benefits from the world, mi'ila. Mi'ila means benefiting from something belonging to God. Mi'ila is the Beis HaMikdash. But the whole world is like the Mikdash. That's why I think there's a Me'iri. I don't remember. Maybe it's Yerushalmi. Maybe it goes to Yerushalmi Kiddushin about the Amirasal Gabak and Zirasal Hedyon. Why is it so easy to give something to the Beis HaMikdash? You could just say it, right, without a Kinyan. Amirasal Gabak and Zirasal Hedyon. So I think the Me'iri goes to Yerushalmi that says, because the world is really Chatzar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second that we kind of allow it to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chatzar, so it's automatic. So the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you have to make a bracha before one benefits. Right? Kol anene, Shmuel says, Kol anene, Amar Avidom HaShmuel, Kol anene min olam hazeh b'lo bracha, kilu nene mikachi shamayim. Shenera l'Hashem ha'aretzim loa. And that's Rav Levi, Grumi, k'siv l'Hashem ha'aretzim loa, v'k'siv v'shmayim shmayim l'Hashem ha'aretzim salam b'nei adam. Kan, lo kasha, kan kodem ha'bracha, kan la'achar ha'bracha. Right? And after the bracha, Lefnei la'achar ha'bracha that sounds like an isser. And one final lashon on Laman Hamabay is called Nenem Alam Hazeh B'lo Bracha Kilu Gozel HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Knesset Yisrael. You're stealing. So ask the Achronim if it's so strong, so it's usser to eat without a bracha. So then why does an onen eat without a bracha? Right? There's even a discussion back in the first parak on Brachas in the Bavli between Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Why should we say Suffik Durabanan Lakula by Brachas? If it's a Suffik Gezel, Suffik Stealing, Suffik Isser, you should say Suffik Lachumra. Right? So what about an Onein? What about an Onein? So the way the Achronim say it is that this is an Isser. Is an Isser to get benefit from the world without making a Bracha. But it's an Isser that flows from the mitzvah. It's not an isser in a vacuum. It's an isser that flows from the mitzvah to be mevarech. The second that there's no mitzvah to be mevarech, so then the isser falls away also. The isser is not one of the lo sases. It's an isser that flows from the mitzvah, and once there's no mitzvah, so then the isser falls away. Okay, we continue. So that's the important drasha of yamim shad osik ben b'chaim, lo yamim shad osik ben b'meisim. Tani, and based on that, right? The Brisa says here in the Yerushalmi that if somebody wants to be machmir and do mitzvahs when they're in Onei, we do not listen to them. They're not allowed to. Lama, why do we not listen to them? Says the Yerushalmi, the following chakira, why do we not listen to them? Because it's kavod ha'meis. Kavod ha'meis, we don't want you to be thinking about anything else. Or because we need you to be involved in what needs to be done. And if you're busy doing mitzvahs, then you might not be involved in what needs to be done. My nafeg mi beinehon, what's the naf, lamai nafgemina, between these two reasons, whether it's because of kavod ha'meis or because of ein misha yisa, hay la misha yisa maso, obviously nafgemina. If you have somebody taking care of things, if the person is not involved at all in the levaya, and he's away. Let's say somebody lives in America, and the Levi is having an Eretz Yisrael, or vice versa, something, they're not involved at all. And let's say they're not going to give a hesped. Nowadays, maybe it's a little different. You're going to be involved. You're going to watch it on Zoom. But let's say in the days of old, when there was no Zoom and there was no connection, so you're not involved at all. So what is it? In Tamar Minikvodo Shal Meis, if it's because of Kavod HaMeis Aser, so maybe it's still Aser. V'im Ebreishu Ein Lo Mishi Yisamaso, HaReyesh Lo Mishi Yisamaso. And if it's because you have to be involved, but here you have somebody who's involved, and therefore you would then, if somebody else would take care of it, then you would say Kriyashma. What do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Ayin Aleph, right? The Shulchan Aruch says in Arachayim. In Arachayim Simon Ayin Aleph, Mishameis Lo Meis, Shuchayim Lis Abel Alav, Afilu Eino Mutav Alav Lakavra. Right? Even if you're not taking care of any of the expenses, right? The Mishnah Berurah quotes, what if it's a married sister who the husband is taking care of everything and not the brother? Pater Mikriyashmo Mitfila. The Afilu Emrot Lachmer Alatma Velikros Eino Rashoi. He's not allowed to. He's not allowed to be machmir. V'im yesh lo mishi yishtadel b'shvilo b'tzarchi kfura. If somebody else is doing it for him, v'ratzal hachmar alatzmo v'likros, ein mochem v'yada. If somebody else is doing it, all the tzarchi hakfura, so then, ein mochin. It doesn't sound like it's a good thing to do. Ein mochin b'yado. Right? That is the lashon. Rikiv Eger on Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes is Rikiv Eger, even if he says a bracha, he's not yotzei. He's not Yotzei, the Mishnah Berurah says. Right? We shouldn't think that if somebody's being a great tzaddik by doing it, right? He's not Yotzei the bracha, even if he says it, if he wasn't allowed to say it. Vaiter in the Gemara. Vatani Pater Netilas Lulav, but we have a brisa that says that an onin is pater from Netilas Lulav. But one second, what are we talking about? We're talking about Yantif. If it's Lulav, it's Yantif. And if it's Yantif, so then he's not being involved in burial on Yantif, and you see he's still putter. Doesn't that prove that it's based on Kavod HaMeis? The Gemara says, Tipata Bachol. No, it's talking about Chol HaMoed. Not talking about Yantif Day, it's talking about Chol HaMoed. And therefore, he is involved, and therefore there's no raya either way. Vatani pater mitzkiya shofar. It says you're pater from tzkiya shofar in the brisa. Islacha meimer b'chola lo b'yantif. What, you're going to tell me it's cholamoid? There's no cholamoid by Rosh Hashanah, right? So you can't say that it's talking about chol. So therefore we're back to the raya. It must be talking about yantif, and you're pater from shofar, even though you're not involved in the burial. So therefore it must be that it's because of kavod HaMeis, and not because of the asek that you have with the burial. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina says no. Again, no raya. Mikivan shu zachik lo lahavi lo aron v'tachrichin. There is something that you could be involved in doing, right? You can be in a preparatory stage to bring the coffin and the shrouds, like the Mishnah says at the end of Masechta Shabbos. Kai detanin and taman machshichen ala tchum lafakech aliske kalav aliske ameis lavi lo aron v'tachrichin chalin umekonanes. Even though we know there's usually an Isser of Hachana, you're not supposed to prepare on Shabbos for after Yantif, on Yantif for after Yantif, but there are exceptions. If it's Sarach Mitzvah, you're getting things ready for a Kala, for a wedding, or for Iskei HaMeis, you could go to the edge of the Tchum. So because you could do that even on Shabbos and Yantif, Gemara, Kimishu Nosi Maso, it's Ke'ilu, you're involved. So again, it's enough to be Docha the Raya. It's enough to be Docha the Raya. Lamaisa, the Haredim has two days here, that is really enough that you could go to be Machshuk on the Tchum, or do we say, well, Yantif has even more of a reason to be Pater because you can be involved, you could have non-Jews burying, right? That's one of the differences between Yantif Rishon and Yantif Sheni. So two days here in terms of Lamaisa, what we would say in this case. But again, generally, all mitzvahs are pater, and we paskin are aser. Interesting discussion in the Achronim, I think the Dogam Revav on Yoredeya, talks about, what about Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah, but what if an onin person is an onin for 25 hours? You don't want to lose a whole day, then you're going to mess up your whole sfira. So he says you can't without a bracha. So you at least could get a maisa sfira without getting a mitzvah. You can't do a mitzvah. Mitzvahs are aser, but at least you get a maisa sfira, so you won't lose the count, and that's what we generally say, if that's going to come up. Period. Other issues relating to avelos. Me'emas haikovanas amitos. When do we turn over the beds? What's turning over the beds? So in the days of old, they used to turn over the beds. They had certain beds that would collapse, and that was a simin of one of the nihugim of avelos. The Shulchan Aruch has a whole simon about this. Yoredeya Shin Pei Zayin. Avel chayav b'kfiyas amita. U'bishas shena v'achila yoshiv amita kfuya. And when you eat and sleep, you lie down on the turned over bed. Avol kol hayom ena yoshiv afilu mita kfuya el gabi karka v'chulu. So that is the kfiyas amita. Turning over the beds or collapsing of the beds. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Achshav lo nogu b'kfiyas amita. Nowadays we don't do it for two reasons. Number one, v'bnei sheyomru ho'ovdei kochavim shum mechashvos. They'll say the Ubos Olam will say we're doing some type of magic. V'oche en amita shalano asuyos kamita shalohan k'dei sheyinikar en kfiyah. Well, we have different types of beds. There are different types of beds. It doesn't. We don't do it. What's with kfiyas amita? Why do we focus on the beds and the shuk? And the Gemara says in those days they didn't only focus on the bed, the one bed in the house, even the guest room beds, all the beds. Why? So some explain because the bed is a place where originally the tzelem elokim people are formed, husband and wife are together in the bed, and then that's the source, the origins of each tzelem elokim that comes into the world. And now there's less tzelem elokim in the world when the person was niftar, and therefore kfiyas amita. As an outgrowth of that, the poskim quote, that's the minhag of covering the mirrors, has something to do with kfiyas amita. So a mirror also celebrates tzelem elokim. Some even have the custom of covering the pictures, or Soloveitchik felt covering the pictures, because that's also about tzelem elokim. Most do not have that minhag. Most find comfort by looking at pictures, but the minhag of covering the mirrors is pretty standardized. But when do you cover? Meaning, when does Avela start? When does Avela start? So the machlokas tanoa, mishiyatza ames mipesach hachatadir, Rebbe Elezer says, once you start carrying the body out towards to be buried. Rabbi Shua Omer Mishias Tamagola. Rabbi Shua says, no, when you finish the burial. Right? Rashi and Tosfos have a discussion in a couple of places in Shas, but Tosfos and most Rishonim assume Golel means like the gravestone. Once you finish the burial, that's when Avelus starts. Ukshemes Rabbi Gamliel, and when Rabbi Gamliel died, Kivish Yasim Vesach HaChatzer, Amar Rabbi Elezer L'Talmidov. When Rabbi Gamliel died, Rabbi Elezer told the students, right when they left the gate, right according to his Shita, Kfuas Amitos, turn over the beds. Ukshenista Magolel, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Kfuas Amitos. But when they, later on, when they put the gravestone on, Rabbi Yeshua says, turn over the beds. Amar Lo, they said, Rabbi, we did it already. Kfar Kfinum Alpiazakein. Rabbi Elezer already told us to do it, so we've done it already. Kfuas Amita, also of Soloveitchik, has alumnus, where he discusses there's two ideas in Avelus. One is Nihuge Avelus of the Gavra, of the Avel, but there's also something called a base Avel. Nihukim, not just Nihukim, but the creation of a base Avel. Why do you have to turn over all the beds in the house if the Avel's not even going to use them? Because it's a din of base Avel, Kfiyas Amita. So, and that's also maybe what's going on here. Why should, right when you leave the, you have to turn over the beds when you left the Chatzer? You didn't bury him yet. You're still involved in the burial. Maybe that's when the din of base Avel starts. And it has nafkaminas lamaisa, which, again, some people are makbid on, some people not. Rav Soloveitchik was against the learning of between Mincha and Ma'ariv of Mishnayos. Okay, that's the minhag olam. Everybody does it. Mishnah, Neshama, the Avel doesn't do it, but other people do it. Everybody does it, but Rav Soloveitchik was against that because he felt there was a din of base Avel, not to have Talmud Torah. Or She'ela Shalom. What about two people? Sometimes we see each other at a shiva call. We haven't seen each other in a long time. So the Aruch HaShulchan already writes this. It's not appropriate. But Rav Soloveitchik felt, not just it's not appropriate, but, you know, it's usser maybe because it's a din of a base avel. So again, these are chumras that are quoted. Again, some of them are practiced and some of them are not practiced, but at least in Lumbus, this is what he says. Okay, we'll stop here.